Do you enjoy baking? Perhaps you have picked up a liking for making tasty treats throughout lockdown, or you spent the last few months polishing your baking skills. No matter if you're a veteran baker or a star baker in the making, there's a great online event in which you can bake together with other blind and visually impaired people from the comfort of your own home. When is it happening? What can we expect, and how do we sign up? Well, British Royal Navy veteran, blind baker, winner of the Holman Prize, and creator of Baking Blind, Penny Melville Brown joins me now to answer all of our questions. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Hello.
It's so lovely to speak with you, and you've actually had a couple of these events already. How did they come around?
Well, I've been blogging my COVID cookbook and promoting that. And then also, I've been doing some online live bake-ins with people in San Francisco and in the UK. And the Open Site organization, which runs in Hampshire, wanted me to do a series of live bake-ins for some of their members. And then it sort of snowballed. And so now we've had people from Australia taking part, people from America, we've had people from Holland, Zimbabwe, I think even somebody from India fell into the group rather by accident. But everybody's welcome.
It sounds amazing because it's such a nice variety of people you can speak to. But how would an event like this look? Are you going to guide us through whatever you're baking on the day?
Well, what I do beforehand is send out all the ingredients so that everybody can have it ready on their work counters in the kitchen. And then we can cook together, or you can just listen, or if you can see a little bit, you can watch. And so what I've been putting together are the sort of different dishes that you might have for a celebration tea. So far we've done just some simple ginger biscuits to start with. We've made some very straightforward bread. We're going to make lemon Victoria sponges next time. We'll probably do flapjacks and perhaps sausage rolls in the future, so that they're all things that you can make by yourself and then have friends or family to tea out in the garden when the lockdown ends.
So it's something really exciting to look forward to because there are dishes that are meant to be shared. But on the day, it's an online event. How would that look when we join?
You come in on a sort of Zoom function on your laptop or your computer, or your phone, I think. And then you will hear me weighing out the ingredients, cooking the ingredients. There's time for you to cook along as well because we're doing it live. Pop things into the oven. We can have a chat while things are in the oven cooking at your end and my end, and then we'll get them out. And once they're cool enough to taste, we can check whether we've succeeded.
And this coming event, when is it happening?
The next one is on Monday, the 12th of April at 10:30.
And if you wanted to sign up for the event or you need a little bit help to sign up for the event, you can go to OpenSite's website. Now, their address is opensite.org.uk, or they have a phone number that's 02380 641 244. Now, that number again is 02380 641 244. Now, I know this, you're really excited for the event. It might be a bit different this time because you had a really, well, you had a very unfortunate accident.
Well, I walked into a wall. You know what it's like when you can't see and you're charging around the house being busy. And I managed to completely misjudge where I was in relationship to a wall, hit it, and it was really painful, but I sort of decided I'd ignore it for a week. And in the end, I was dragged off to a minor injuries clinic and I've broken my hand, which is very tedious because it's my right hand, so I can't use my white cane. I can't use my laptop, which is just an absolute misery. I can't really cook very well. So I may bring in my sous chef, who will do all the hard work while I can just stand there and look glamorous and say the words.
Tell him what to do.
Oh, yes. He takes direction very well.
So does this happen a lot to you? Are you quite, I guess, overconfident when you move around?
Absolutely. And I have to keep reminding myself I am being overconfident if I'm moving too fast, too quickly, too forcefully. Because I don't know about you, but I end up with rows of bruises around the top of my thighs where I've walked into tables. I wake up, or when I wash my hair, I suddenly discover all these lumps where I've hit my head. And because, like most blind people, we get all these little injuries all the time, I think we just ignore them.
Because it's really easy to ignore them, is it, when you can't see them?
Yes. And you're used to that little bit of pain. Heaven knows what we look like sometimes if we've got bruises or, lumps and bumps, but it's just part of our lives, I think. So my lesson is don't be overconfident. Be a bit more careful.
And her perhaps maybe speak up if something doesn't feel right.
Yes, I suppose you're right. If you're in a lot of pain, get some medical help. But it's so difficult at the moment, isn't it? You don't want to go and clog up the accident emergency people or whoever. You don't want to clog up the medical system. But actually, we are just as deserving of medical attention as anyone else. And for me, if this right hand doesn't repair properly, it's got huge implications for the future about not being able to move around, not being able to communicate, not being able to cook, not being able to eat. So I think it's been a really big lesson to me that I need to pay more attention to minor injuries and not just ignore them.
Penny, I really hope your hand heals really quickly and that the event goes really smoothly.
Thank you.
So again, the event's on Monday, April 12th, and it's at 10:30 in the morning, London time. And if you'd like to get in touch with Penny, you can email her. It's penny@bakingblind.com, or you can find her on YouTube at Baking Blind. But in the meantime, it's been lovely speaking with you.
Thank you so much.